Well, Tristan, marathon number four. But I think of the four, what you've just done probably is going to make this a very special marathon. Explain.
Well, I just got to meet Haile Gebrselassie, who is my absolute hero and just an absolute statesman when it comes to, you know, athletics and distance running. So he was quite an extraordinary person. He took the time and he said that he was amazed by what I'm doing. So that was pretty amazing for me.
Yes, you're trying to run 52 marathons in 52 weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just going to do two this year.
That's right.
Does he think you're mad? Do you feel mad?
Well, I think he thinks it's a big challenge. But, you know, in the same vein, he probably runs those kind of distances pretty regularly and enjoys his training runs. I'm running about half as fast as he is. So, really, I can back it up next week. But, you know, I can't imagine he could do two races like that in a week.
What gave you the motivation to do this? It's not the obvious thing to do with your life.
No, it's not the obvious thing. But honestly, I there was a series of factors that made this occur, and it was essentially that I got made redundant from my job. I'd already had an idea that I'd like to go running in different places around the world. I just thought, you know, I could go and get just another job and keep going with my life as it was, or I could go and do something really special with my life for just 1 year, take 1 year out, sell everything I have, because I'm a smart guy, I'll get it all again somehow one day. And go and fund this trip around the world and hopefully do some good in the world by raising money for UNICEF.
So the one consolation about this particular marathon, it's a nice flat track. So you're not suddenly going to be confronted by a nasty hill. It's quite early in the morning, so it shouldn't be too bad. But it's just going to be a thrill to be on that starting grid with Haile. Is that going to be the real special memory you'll take from the Standard Chartered Dubai Marathon?
I think it is. I think running in the same space as someone as amazing as that, and I know that he's not going to think about me at all on the day, but I'll be thinking a lot about him. I'll certainly be following him down that track at some stage. I mean, I'm lucky that this flat is track and the weather's really good here at the moment. I'm in between two marathons. I've got another one on Sunday, so I only get a day off.
Where's that?
It's in the Canary Islands, so I've got to fly there on the Saturday. But to be able to run here and have a reasonably flat track and get through it, I mean, it's a pleasure to be here, especially in such an exciting marathon.
Where will this take you? I mean, are we talking global? Will you be in, obviously, Europe, obviously, already they're going to be there, London. Where will it take you?
Well, I get to go to Rwanda and Mongolia and Siberia and Iceland and Easter Island just off Chile. I get to run marathons all over the world because, you know, marathoning is truly an international sport. So many people do run in different places around the world. I get to see places that I've always wanted to go to, like Brazil and, you know, and more of the States and the UK, etc. So.
And how much do you hope to raise by the end of the year?
At least 100,000, you know, at least 100,000 Australian dollars, which is close to US dollars. So about 100,000 US dollars would be great.
And it's for UNICEF, so how can people donate? Because presumably you want to make sure that they're donating to you somehow, so you do reach that wonderful target.
Yeah, look, as I said, I've sold everything I own to do this because I really want to raise money for UNICEF. You can go to our website and follow the story as it unfolds throughout the year, and that's runlikecrazy.com, and people can find a link there where they can go to a site where the money they donate goes directly to UNICEF.
It's a great pleasure to meet you. I know that I've enjoyed meeting you, and I know for a fact, and I can see from the smile, you're still thinking about that meeting of Haile. Great to talk to you, and best of luck.
Thanks so much.